that's a song that has been brewing for a while. Actually, first began the writing of that song after reading this incredible statement, this impact statement written by Chanel Miller. She, gosh, I always want to like put this right. I don't know if you heard about this case. It was in on a Stanford campus. This, okay. There was a sexual assault, and the attacker, you know, he was caught right in it. He sexually assaulted a woman, and she was unconscious. And it was this big, horrible thing. But he got off with a really light sentence. It just, the whole thing was just so awful. And she turned out to be this incredibly articulate, smart, strong woman who, at the end of, a young woman, at the end of the trial, she just stood up and read this statement to her attacker, and it was so incredibly powerful, right. And it hit me, and I was, you know, crying, it was just beautiful. She just stood up and shared her truth in a way that it just made me see it like nothing that they could do, no weapon, nothing
right.
could be stronger than her voice, her just standing up and speaking her truth and telling her experience. And, you know, I have been through legal battles myself, and it's amazing how twisted the truth can become when someone's trying to make it confusing in order to get away with something.
Right, right. Yeah, right.
And it's just, the clear and simple truth was just so, so powerful. And I was so impacted by her story and her statement. That was actually the first thing that inspired me about the song. Just reading her letter, and she has a book out now, but that I'm now just starting to read. But anyway, that was the first thing. But you know, I'm a slow writer a lot of the time. Like I'll start an idea and then move on and just come back to it later and either have an idea for it or not. And that was a couple of years ago. And over the past couple of years, we've just seen so much in our government and in our world around us, just with just things that are wrong, things that are just so wrong, blatant lies, horrible injustice. And the words just kept coming out, kind of a line at a time, as the last year especially had gone on. So, that's a song I was very, very, it was very satisfying to get to the end of the writing journey on that one, because it had a life, a long life before it was finished. It was a journey, and it was one of those things that was just written kind of line by line as time went by. And I couldn't be more proud of it, and I'm really grateful, actually, all the time that I sat frustrated with that song because I couldn't get the chorus just right or whatever wouldn't come out right away. I feel like it's finished and come out now for a reason.